This, just like there's an issim with Rabbonim to spray the mechatis on a tummy on Shabbos, and it's not doicha Shabbos, even b'mokim mitzvah. So Rashi, mahazor shvus for doicha Shabbos. If you are still b'mokim mitzvah, could go in lishchoy pischoy, can it not be psoch and perak yehul dvorim? That if a person is tummy and it comes Shabbos the erev Pesach and he wants to become Torah today, that I'll be able to eat the korban Pesach tonight. Still, we say no. We don't do the azor on Shabbos since it's an issim of the Rabbonim. Certain times, the Rabbonim Yisurim or even stands up connected a mitzvah of the Raisa. So, mainly, Abayas Kash was here also. Afa milo nochri shavus. To tell a guy here to carry the hot water from one chutzah to another chutzah is an issur. I call upon him the Rabbonim is awesome. So, it should be the same klal. V'yena derechas a Shabbos. The mainly, should not have a hetter to be derechas Shabbos for Malka mitzvah. Omalei, so Rabbi answered back, there's no kasha. V'loi shoni loch, bein shvus di yis bein maisa, le shvus di les bein maisa. There's a chiluk. By Yisrael to make the hazor, if you want to take the mechatis and spray it on the tomei, that's an issim of the Rabbonin. Now who's doing the issim of the Rabbonin? The Yisrael is doing a maisa b'yadayim. Such an issim of the Rabbonin said, you can't do the issim even though you're starting a mitzvah to take place. Mashenkin, to tell the guy to do the malacha, the Yisrael is not doing anything. That's called the shvus, the less pay maisa. I'm not doing anything. I'm telling the guy, you go and carry the hot water from this chotzer to another chotzer. So the malach is being done by a guy. So the klal, the isser of Amir Liakim is like a shvach, it's a less of an isser, because you're not doing any malacha. You're only telling the guy to do the malacha. So there we say, but mocha mitzvah we could be makom. So there was no raya from Hazor to Amir Liakim. Now we have the girsa, the bachsas of Nagurs next tomorrow. The amala yomel nochri zilochim. The Bach says we're not gerusis, we don't need this. Plus, this gerus would be meant to say is to amala yomel nochri zilochim. You didn't tell the guy to heat up the water. If you would have told the guy to do an issur d'oraisa, that would be a good sushtel. But this gerus, plus you meant to say is here. What did you tell the guy? You told the guy to carry the hot water from one chotzer to another chotzer. So what issur is the guy doing? Only an issur of the rabbanon. To tell a guy to do the issur is also only issur of the rabbanon. That's called the shvus to shvus. So that's the teretz. Here it's a shvus to shvus. It's like two issurus the rabbanon. Mashenka, by doing the azor, by spraying the mechatas on the tomei, that's only one issur of the rabbanon. So when you're doing one issur of the rabbanon, that's a chomedic issur. It stands up even connected a mitzvah the raisa. Mashenka, here to do two issurus the rabbanon, it's a more cool the gazach. Like you're only telling a guy to do an issur of the rabbanon. And the whole issur to tell a guy is only awesome of the rabbanon. So here we make up a mokim mitzvah. And that is the klal. That is shvus to shvus, the mokim mitzvah is muta.
The same thing. Tell the
God
that he should do it.
He can't do it, basically. The guy can't make that zor there. Yeah, right. Omalei Rabba Bar Rav Chonin Labaya. Mavoi the Isra. So now Rabba Bar Chonin had a kasha tabaya. Omalei Rabba Bar Chonin Labaya. Mavoi the Isra. Trei Gavi Rabavi. You have two great people living in this movie. His you Abaya and Rabba. Kirabon and learn the heavy Beloyerev Lashitov. How could that be that this Shabbos? There was no Arubi Chaseris here, and there's no Shtufim Mevoyes. What's going on here? Like, you, Rabbonim, you should have taken care of your Movi. Make sure there's an Erev there. Omalei Abai answered back like this. My Nevet, what could I do? Mar Lavurche. The Rosh Yeshiva Rabba, it wasn't the cover that he should go around collecting the Erev on Friday. He can't go around asking people to give him a pass. So it does not the cover dig for Rabba to do it. And no, I let me Abai do it. To read Nabigi Soi, I'm Oisik learning the whole day. I have no time. I'm tired of learning the whole day. I have no time to go around to collect the Erev. Inu, the rest of the people in the movie, loy mashkichin, they don't care, they don't bother them, yes or no. So well, that's why this movie has no Erev. Last year, mazach rabo ein kvoidoi, last rab b'nei ha-movi, v'ligbos ha-shittuf. Inu, shar b'nei ha-movi, loy mashkichin, they don't care if there's an Erev or not. Now, v'yakni lehu pito v'sela, the chura, like rabo v'chon was asking about it, it's a poshet eitzah. Don't go around collecting the pas from everybody. But why didn't you take your piece of bread and be matna your piece of bread to everybody in the chotzer? So you'll make an error in 1 second. The atna lupita v'selo. If you put your piece of bread in the basket and you'll be matna now, like to give your piece of bread that belongs to everybody, so it's as if everybody gave an error here, and that's the easy way to make an error. So he answered back, kiven di boy lo minoi, fuloi ef shaloisvan alein, botol shituf. You should know that's not a good answer either. But he didn't have that much bread. And the mice of the bread he had, he needed for Shabbos, for the Suda Shabbos. So what's going to be we had before? If you make an Erev, and one of the people, the Erev, says, I want to eat the bread now. If you don't let him eat the bread, the Erev is bottled. Because the pshat for an Erev, a Ruvah Chatzeres, is everybody puts the pot together and we're like one happy family now, that whoever wants to come and eat this bread has a right to eat the bread. So Baya Vaisa said here, I don't have enough bread like to put every single Shabbos, I'll be makdim my bread to everybody in the Chotzim. I can't say it's a good Erev, because I know if people are going to want to come and eat it up, this is my suda I use for Shabbos, I won't be able to give it to them. And it's not chal. Titanya. Echad mibnei movi. Shebikesh yayin v'shemin. If one of the bnei movi, they made an Erev, they put yayin together to make the Erev with. And now on Shabbos, one of the people say, Hetzach say, I want to drink some of the wine from the Erev. For loy nos to loy. And the person holding the Erev says, no, it's not for you to use, it's for me. Vishino botel ha-shittuch. The whole Erev is bottom. Because you say that Erev is, we're all mixed together like one happy family. And everybody has a right to take from the Erev. So here in the case that you're going to be makbid not to give it to everybody, that's not a good eitzah. So yes, come another shayla. V'nikni luhu mar v'yosa d'chola b'chavita. You have a warehouse, you have your vinegar there, that you don't need this Shabbos now, you won't need it the rest of the year maybe. You have a big barrel of vinegar there. So in that barrel, one reviyas of vinegar, set aside, let it be for the Erev. And you can make an Erev from vinegar. So whoever wants to come and take that vinegar, it wouldn't bother you, because you have a whole barrel stored away. So that's an eitzah to make a portion of Erev. You don't have to go collecting from everybody. You be matnif from your chavita. So Rashi, reviyas the chala chaymis, from vinegar. The chavita, the yachas michav yasecha, one of your barrels. The midi, the less fake fader. You're not makbar on this, because you have a lot. The ikar shittuf the yayin. And the ikar shtufa mivoy is meant Rashi is with wine. Because the yamah bahir pirkun, we'll see later on in the parak. The yaniach hachavyas bechotzer, put the chavyas down the chotzer. The yismach haraviyas shabo. The safe shittuf, the tzara kol ashrana kula, shamanichim shittuf bechotzer. The rest of the year, we'll use this revius of vinegar for the Erev. So the Gemara, Tanya, had a kashra on this. Tanya, ein mishtatfen b'yotzer. You can't use an oitzer, something you have stored away for an Erev. So Rashi learns, b'oitzer, b'dover ha'oitzer, k'goyin chav yishayayin, o'yperus ha'mochnosim, ein semchem ha'mashe b'teichem mishum, di ein brera, eize shal shittuf, v'chi mistapik yimenu, iklamein ma'ozul le'shittuf. If you old Dame Brayram, so if you have a whole barrel full of wine, but you're saying one revius in here should be for the Erev. Yeah? Good. Let's say now Shabbos, you come and you want some wine. You take a sip of wine. We have to be afraid when you drink up a drip or drop of the wine, maybe you're drinking up part of the Erev. So for next Shabbos, there's not going to be revius wine of the Erev left over. If you hold Yesh Brera says that any wine that comes out is always Hufra Dover, that the last revius in the glass, that was the one for the Erev. So even though you can say to keep on drinking from the barrel, but as long as you have revius left, that's the revius for the Erev. But if you hold Ein Brera, we say no. One of these revius in the Erev is the Erev. Which one, we don't know. So to be a shallow, the first Shabbat, as soon as you drink from it, it shouldn't be good. So I can't make an Erev for that way for the whole year. For the more of a Tanya, it's no good. But more of a Tanya Mishtah, to mind, there's another price that says no, you could make an Erev this way. And the Gemara, Amravayshila Kasha, Ho Beishamai Ho Beisil, Takamachlekes Beisil and Beishamai, if you say Yesh Brera or Ain Brera. The Tanan, Ha Mace Babayas, somebody was maced in a house. For Loib Sochem Harbi, there are a lot of doors to go out of the house. Now we don't know which door they can take the mace out. So with the Rabbonin, they say anything outside the door, like right outside the post of the door, is also Tommy with the Rabbonin. But since we have a suffix from which door the mace will go out, even though it's outside the house, Midrabbonin, that's Tommy also. It's Kulam Tumayim. All the doors, any keli outside the door, is also Tommy, because we have a suffix which entrance the mace will go out. What about Niftach Echemihem? You opened up one door. So Nelo, we nemon that Mistomi is going to take the mace out of that door. So we say, who Tommy? Only the kelim behind that door is Tomei. The kulam Torim. But all the other doors are Torah. Because you're not going to take them out, those doors. You're only going to take them out from the door that's open. Now, Chishav lohitziyo b'yechem him. Let's say you had das, you machashiv with your mind, to take the mace out of one of these doors. Oy b'chaloyin sheish bo yavo al abo. Or else you have a window that's 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim wide. Is matzla kolap sachem kulam. That also helps. Since you have das right now to take the mace out of one window, we say Ms. Thomas will go out of that window, and all the other entrances are Torah. Beishama yomim do vushi choshev atzlo yomis hamace. It only helps if you had the machshav before the mace, before he died. So you have a geisis, somebody is very sick, you know he's going to die any minute now. So before he dies, you have in your mind, I'm going to take him out through that window. So then we say the second he dies, it's oimid right now for him to go out through that window. So Mela, all the other psachim are Torah, because we don't say it's going to go out through those doors. Mashenkin, if the mace died first, so the second he died, right now it's a suffix where we're going to take him out. So right away it's chal tuma underneath every single entrance. It doesn't help you 5 minutes later to decide, I want to take him out through that Pesach. Because as soon as it was mace, we don't know which way you want to take him out, we say ein breira. Ubeitiloimrim no. Af mishiyamas hamace. Even after the mace died, still, as soon as you're machashiv and you say, I want to take him out through this door, it's like huvra dovelam afreyam, that it was oimed for the mace to be taken out through this door, and we say only the kalim outside this door is tomein. But underneath all the other doors, ataka torah. You see, according to Vitzil, you say yesh breira. We said that when you have in mind later to take the mace out of this door, it's as if always you had in mind to take him out through that door. That's the side of yesh breira. So melu bayas also, to make a shtufa mivoyis, you could be samech on yesh breira, that you're allowed to take a whole barrel full of wine and say just one revias in this barrel, that should be for the eruv. And you're allowed to use this eruv for the whole year, as long as there's still a revias of wine left in here. Even though you can say to drink the wine and wine and wine, but we say yesh breira, that you meant to make the eruv from the last revias left in this cup. So only that revias is the eruv, and kol zman you have one revias left, the eruv is still chal. In Halacha, we usually paskin that in the Rabbonim de Halacha, we paskin Yesh Breira. In the Shailin, the Raisa, we paskin Ein Breira. But in the Shailin, the Rabbonim, though, we paskin Yesh Breira. So, Chur, to make a Shtufa Mivoyis, a Rubik Aser is only with the Rabbonim, the Chur, we will hold Yesh Breira, you can make such an Erev like this. Maruhu Yenuka, the Ishtape Chamimi. Alright, we'll stop here. Take a listen. Yehon Naf Samaches from an Aleph from the bottom. Hahu Yenuka. Another story with a child that was supposed to have his Mila on Shabbos. Yesterday was on Shabbos. The Ishtape Chamimi. That again, the hot water got spilled out Friday night to Shabbos morning before the Mila. Before the Mila, the hot water got spilled out. And the Shiloh reads, if you don't have hot water, the Mizman HaGemara was a sakona to make the Milo without washing it with hot water afterwards. Therefore, if you don't have hot water beforehand, you don't make the Milo on Shabbos. Omalu Rova, so Rova said, Nishayla Li'ime, let's ask the mother. Itzrichi Nochim Le Nochri. If the mother needs hot water, so we'll tell a goy to heat up the hot water for the mother. Agavime. And once we heat up the water for the mother, Agav, the mother will give the water to the child. In other words, the shaila is you're not allowed to heat up water on Shabbos. It's the melacha d'oraisa, and you can't do it l'tzarech hamila because an issa d'oraisa is not doich l'tzarech mila. The only thing mila is doich just to make the meal itself, to cut the oil off. That's all. So here the shaila is they had no hot water all around. Nobody in the chutzar had hot water. So the only eitzah was to call a guy to do it. So this is a raya that to tell a guy directly to make the hot water would be yosser. Because even though it's an issa d'rabbana to tell a guy, but since you're telling him to do an issa d'oraisa, still it's also b'mokeh mitzvah. Now the only eitz he said was, ask if the mother needs the hot water. Now the mother, the first 7 days she's called a sakona after she has a child. From the 7th day until the 30th day, then we ask the mother. If she says she needs hot water, then we'll make her to do what I dare goy akoponim. You're allowed to tell a goy to heat up the hot water for the mother. So that was the eitz here. Ask the mother if she needs the hot water. On its side, she needs it. She's like a chayla, shame boy sakona, that the halacha is you're allowed to tell a goy to do a malacha for you. And once the goy heats up the water for the mother, agav, the mother uses it for the child also. Because then it's only like a ribush yurim. The goy is only bimar by heating up a little bit more, which is also only an issa d'rabbanan. So mele blives a shvus to shvus, the mokke mitzvah it's muta. Omar le rav mesharshi le rav, so mesharshi told to rav, in me ko'ochla tamri. You should know the mother, she's already eating a date. So Zechor the Kasha was, since she's eating dates, as a raya, she's normal. Like, she doesn't need hot water anymore. So Zechor, she doesn't need hot water, you shouldn't be allowed to tell the guy to cook it up for her, she doesn't need the hot water. So Drashi Ochla Tamri, Kleimar, Hochazina de'ena tzricha chamin, lishtois, dotzreina nami ochla. She doesn't have to have any hot things to drink, because we see she even eats cold food. Or Malay, he answers back, that's no raya, we still have to ask her. Well, Ema tunva bi'alma hu d'noket lo. Maybe she just got like a little shivering. Rashi's tunva or shurisun. Tzvichelas v'enyadas mahi. Like maybe she got such a high fever at that time that she doesn't know what she's doing. So that's why she's eating right now the dates. But that alone wouldn't be a raya. She's a healthy lady already, that she doesn't need the hot water. Since she had a child 8 days ago, maybe she does need the hot water. She's still called the chaylum. So we should still ask her. If she says she needs hot water, then for her, we're allowed to tell the guy to heat up the hot water. And once the guy does it for her, we're allowed to tell the guy ready to be marbe b'shurim. Cook up a little bit more hot water to give it to the child, to make the milah. So tomorrow, who you another case was, the who you nuke again, you had a small child, a baby, the ishtape chamimi, the bris was supposed to be on Shabbos, and before the bris, the hot water got spilled out. There's no more hot water around. Is omal hu rava, so rava told, ponili mani mi be gavri levei nashi. Hey, in his chotzer, here the shayla was, Rava himself had hot water in his house. And he wanted to be able to take the hot water from his house into the other chutzar where they're going to make the milah. But they forgot to make an aruv chaseris before Shabbos. So the Eitzer is Rava is going to be mevatel his reshus. Like he's going to give up his rights to carry into his chutzar to the other chutzar. So then the other chutzar is allowed to carry out from his house into the other chutzar. So that's this maisa. That Rava, he has the hot water in his house. And he wants to be able to carry it over to the other chutzar. There's no eruv. So now Rav is going to be mevatel his reshus to the other chutzar. So before he was mevatel his reshus to the other chutzar, he told him like this: Ponali mani, take out all the kelim that I need, me be gavri, from my outside room, that's where the men lived, levei nashi, to the inside room where the ladies lived. So Rashi's mazbe, like he had a special room for the ladies. Like in the picture here, you have Benash, it's all the way on the right side. He also said Tznias, that Noshim and Mobit Tznias, they like lived in the inner side room. Then outside the Benash was the Bei Gavri. That's where the men, that's where Rava lived. So now, and right outside the Bei Gavri was the Pesach, was the opening to the next chotzer. So now Rava wanted to be Mavatl, his Rishus, not to use it anymore. So he wanted to take all his kelim out of the Bei Gavri, out of the men's house, and put it into the Veinashi. Put it backwards into the ladies' room. Kedei, like he won't come to use his kelim on Shabbos. He won't decide now in the middle of Shabbos to carry out the kelim into the chutzar and let him mevatel his bittul. So that's what we told him. He said, Panali mani, clean out all my kelim, mevei gavri, from the men's room, levei nashi, put it into the inner room where the ladies' room are. The ace of Hossim, and then me, myself, I'll sit in the Veinashi. The Ivato Lahu Hochotzer, and I'll be Mavato the rights of my Chotzer to the next Rishus, to the next Chotzer. Therefore, the people living in the next Chotzer, like this picture all the way on the left side, that was the Baye Shakotim. On the left side, that's where they make the Bris Milah. So they want to get the water, the hot water, from Rav's house on the right side through the Chotzer into the next house. So if Rav is mevatel his reshus to the next chutzar, so the people there are allowed to carry out from Rav's house into the house. So that's what Rav did. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, pone li mani, b'chatzer roisha Rava. In Rav's chutzar hoyu chamin. He had hot water there. V'yatinik nishpecha chamin b'chutzar cheres. Now the kid where they're going to make the milah was in the next chutzar, and there was no more hot water left. O pesach b'nayim. There's a door in between the two chatzerim. V'layir bo shtei chatzeres. Yachid, but they did not make an Erev Chatzeres. So it's also to carry from one Chotzer to the other Chotzer. Ula Rava hoya bebeisei chadorim penimiyim, sheinam psuchim mechotzer. Rava had now in his house, on the right side, was in the rooms, vehem letznias, those were tznias thicker rooms, the anoshim yoish v'shom, that's where the lady sat. Ove gavri, and the men, have a psuch lechotzer. They were in the outside room, they were near the Chotzer. Otsanam b'masnisim, we're going to soon learn in the next Mishnah, that ha'mavato reshus chatzeroi, if somebody gives up the right to use his chotzer, he's not going to carry out into his chotzer, is also lohitzi mi beisa lechotzer. He himself is also to carry out from his house into the chotzer. Because he's like giving up his chotzer to the next chotzer. So he can't carry out from his house into his chotzer. To have the whole lavdi dehu. Once you give up your chotzer to the next chotzer, your chotzer doesn't belong to you anymore. So from your house, you can't carry out into the chotzer. Hilkach, therefore, Rava wanted to pina kelim mi begavri. He took out all his kelim from his outer room where the men was, into the inner room where the noshims, where the ladies' room is. Why? Kedei shelo yovi lohitzi mishom lechotzer. He should not make a mistake on this Shabbos and take out his kelim from the outer room into the chotzer. V'holach. Therefore, Rav himself took all his kelim from the Bei Gavri inside to the inner room, the Bei Noshi's room, and that's where he was sitting. Then he was mevatel his chotzer, his rights to use his chotzer where the chamin was,
like here in the middle box, that's where the chum and hot water is, he was mevatel his rishus to the next chotzer. Therefore, they're allowed to carry the hot water that's in Rava's chotzer into the next chotzer, because Rava was mevatel his rishus to the next chotzer. Therefore, they were allowed to carry. So that was Rava's meister. He cleaned out all his kelim from his outer room kedei to make sure on Shabbos he won't like take out his kelim into the chotzer. Omalei Ravina l'Rava. So Ravina had a kasha to Rava. Ivo Omar Shmuel ain't bitter rishus mechotz lechotzer. It doesn't know what you're doing. You live in one chotzer. True, there's a pesach, there's a door, an entrance from your chotzer to the next chotzer. But Shmuel says you can't be mevatel your rishus from one chotzer and give it over to another chotzer. The yisoid of bitter rishus is only in your chotzer itself, but not to the next chotzer. Omar late, so Rav answered back. Anok Rav Yechinin Tzruli. I hold la loch we passed before, like Rav Yechinin, that even from one chotzer to another chotzer, you are allowed to be mevatel your rishus. The Yomar Yesh Bito Mechotz Lechotzer. I hold like Rav Yechinin, you're allowed to be mevatel your rishus from one chotzer to the next chotzer. So it looks as if you're not living in your chotzer, therefore your chotzer belongs to the next chotzer, and they're allowed to carry from your chotzer into their chotzer. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Alright, where the chamin should be, where the chamin should be is his chotzer. Where the chamin is, there's a chotzer. You're right, the dog is not so good. You're right. Where the chamin is, there should be also a chotzer. And you want to carry from his chotzer into the next chotzer. Fred Gemara. So, Ravina is asking Rav, I still have a kasher on you. If you don't hold like Shmuel, you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, Legamri, so what do you have to do such a hard thing here? Nesiv ma beduchte.